No. Hi, and Happy New Year. Oh, wow. Can you believe it? We are in 2021 already. This is excellent. I hope you had a lovely new year, whether you stayed up late or went to bed and woke up in the new year. You know, it's a new year, new beginnings, new great things to look forward to. I've been encouraging everyone I know to sort of stop worrying about what happened in 2020. Just look forward and make plans for what 2021 will bring and make those in line with God's will, and we'll be okay. We'll be all right. Okay, so this is for the children in the way who are in reception to year six. And I know that things are going to change with regards to when we're starting schools. But, you know, let's just take these things one week at a time and try and be safe and be good. Because I know, you know, even some of our young people have tested positive for COVID, but hang in there because God has got great things in store for us. And I have got a great parable to go through. I'm really excited about this one. It's one of my favorite ones. Okay, but before we get into that, I have a little quiz for you. Okay, this is, try and think what I am thinking of. And right, okay, so we've got five clues again, as usual, and they get easier as we go. So the first clue is that this is a Christian celebration. All right, I wonder whether you know or you have guessed what that could be. It's just for fun, so do try to enjoy it. And this celebration is mentioned in all four Gospels of the Bible. That's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They all talk about this celebration. Right. This celebration was talked about or prophesied about in the Old Testament. Right, I know those three clues, they're not brilliant because they don't really pinpoint which one it could be. At the Baptist Church in Sittingbourne, we celebrate this celebration with the March of Christian Witness on a Sunday. On a Friday, we do the March of Christian Witness. So which celebration are we talking about? Can you think? And the last clue, which is for 1 point, because I forgot to tell you the points as we went down, is that we celebrated in April. Okay. Did you guess that it was Easter? I hope you did, because that is the celebration I was talking about. Okay, so today, which is Sunday the 3rd of January, first Sunday of the year. And as I said, I love this parable. It's one of my favorite one. It's the parable of the workers in the vineyard. Right, so again, we're going back. We haven't talked about this for a while, but we're going back to talking about real serious big things for Christians, which is parables to do with the kingdom of heaven. Okay, when Jesus was trying to explain to people, quite a difficult thing, talking about the kingdom of heaven. All right, I'll just read what it says. And we're looking at the book of Matthew, chapter 20, from verse 1. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like the landlord who went out early one morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay the normal daily wage and sent them off to work. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing. So he hired them, telling them he would pay whatever was right at the end of the day. So they went to work in the vineyard. At noon and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. At 5 o'clock that afternoon, he was in the town again and saw some more people standing around. He asked them, 'Why haven't you been working today?' They replied, 'Because no one hired us.' The landlord told them, Then go out and join the others in my vineyard. That evening he told the foreman to call the workers in and pay them, beginning with the last workers first. When those hired at 5 o'clock were paid, each receiving a full day's wage. When those hired first came to get their pay, they thought they would receive more, but they too were paid a full day's wage. When they received their pay, they protested to the owner, "Those people worked only 1 hour, and yet you have paid them just as much as you paid us, who worked all day in the scorching heat." He answered one of them, "Friend, I haven't been unfair. Didn't you agree to work all day for the usual wage? Take your money and go. I wanted to pay this last worker the same as you. Is it against the law for me to do what I want with my money? Should you be jealous because I was kind to others?" So those who were last now will be first, and those who are first will be last. Wow. Okay. Now, this really makes us think about different groups of people. Okay, this is a parable, so it's got a hidden meaning. It's a story that helps us to remember it, but it does have a hidden meaning in it. Now, Jesus is trying to explain about people getting into heaven and what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is where God is king. And this could be, you could talk about your heart. If you work things out the way God works it out, it's going to look different to how people, to what people think is fair or what people think is right. And this story shows that very, very clearly. So if people were working a whole day, they would work about 12 hours. They would normally start at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they would finish at 6 p.m. in the evening. So the man went out, and he needed laborers for his vineyard. So he got some people to work there from 6 a.m. And he said to them, "I will pay you a full day's wage." We don't know exactly how much money that is, but it doesn't matter, really. Then at 9 o'clock, 3 hours later, he saw that he needed more people to work, so he went and got more people. And he did that again at 12 o'clock and then at 3 o'clock. And then finally, he was out there at 5 o'clock and he saw some people hanging around, not working in the marketplace. And he was like, "What have you been doing all day? Why have you not been working?" And they said, "Because nobody has hired us." And he says to them, "Go and get paid. Go and work, and I will pay you whatever is right." Now, he said that to a few people, but he didn't say that to the last group of people. So we don't know what the actual agreement was, but they knew that he was going to pay them something. Now, these last workers at 5 o'clock were only going to work 1 hour. And they said, "No one has hired us." Now, really, if nobody had hired us, how hard do you think they had been trying? Had they really been trying hard to find work? Why didn't they walk around the vineyards to ask if they could work? Why were they still hanging around in town waiting for someone to come and get them? Okay, so we have to think about this in terms of people getting into heaven, right? Because there are different groups of people that will be in heaven. And this is what Jesus wants us to understand. Some people will have been Christians all their life. Okay? And so they have been working for God, working for Jesus all their life. And they have been, it's like those people that have been working all day. And Jesus has promised all his workers, "You will get to go to heaven." So they have been working from 6 a.m. and they are expecting to get the reward of working, of living in heaven after. But then there are other people that maybe give their lives to God when they are 10 years old. Okay? They will get the same reward. And then there's another group of people that might give their life to Jesus when they are 17 or 18 years old. And they will still get the same reward of going to heaven. And then there's another group of people that will wait until they're in their 30s. And some people will even wait what the Bible and English, our English studies show, is the 11th hour. People that wait right until the last moment. The 11th hour means just before the day turns to 12 o'clock and becomes a new day. So they wait right until the last minute. Maybe they are lying down in bed, or maybe they have a car accident and they're about to die, and then they decide to give their life to Jesus then. Right, but all these people, Jesus is trying to tell us, are all going to go to heaven. All of them are going to get the same reward, just like the people in this story. The lesson is that the people that were hired first did not get their pay first. The owner of the vineyard says, make sure that you pay the people that came last. Pay them first. So they get their money and they get a full day's wage, even though some of them have only worked 1 hour. So even if someone gives their life to God just before they die, they are going to get the same reward as you. How does that make you feel? How does that make you think? They've never been to Sunday school. They've not been good all their lives. They might have done lots of bad things before. And for some people find that really, really hard to take, because they will become like this worker who complains and he says, why are we all getting the same wage? That's because we all have the same agreement with God. God doesn't deal with us according to what we deserve, because the Bible tells us what we deserve. He says that, it says, first of all, it tells us that all people have sinned. It says that all people have sinned and that we all fall short of God's expectations. But Jesus doesn't leave us there. He tells us in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that the wages of sin is death. What everyone should get is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And God gives that same gift to all of the people that trust in him. Whether they trust in him when they are children, as they're growing up through life, and whether they're being good and trying the best they can and going to church and everything, or if they trust in him right at the last minute just before they die. So, The gift that we all get from God is the same. The wages that we get from God is the same. And no one is being cheated here. No, some people were overpaid because they worked only 1 hour and got lots of money. They got the whole day's wages. But God, the way God deals with money and his economy is different to how we understand it. We should be happy. We should be happy when other people get more than us. So these workers should have been happy that some people, well, they got away with it, really. They got all the day's money, but they only worked one day. They should have been happy. But that's very difficult for us to do sometimes. And what's even more difficult to do is when other people get the things that we want and we don't get those things. Then we become jealous, and then we start being envious of those people, and we want what they have. But God didn't, you know, in this story, the landowner didn't promise anybody, and he didn't lie to anyone. Everyone got the same wage. Everyone got the same amount of money, regardless of how hard they worked. And we can see this in the gifts that God gives us. God gives each one of us something that we can use for his kingdom. And the reward that we get for using them in the right way is the same.
It's absolutely the same whether you are working hard and you have worked from 6 a.m. or whether you come in at 5 p.m. We all still get the same. So which group of people do you believe are you going to be in? Are you one of the people that are waiting until the last minute to hold on to Jesus and to say yes to him? Or are you going to be working through your life, being good and doing all the right things? Because the funny thing is that we don't know how long the day is. We don't know when the day is going to end. We don't know the time when we are going to die. And we don't know the time when Jesus is going to come back for his chosen people. So we can't say we are going to wait until the last minute and then give our lives to God. Because God calls each and every person at a different time. There's some people that are called to serve God when they are born. The examples that we have in the Bible are Samuel and Isaac and Jacob. These, when they were children, God chose them to serve him. There are some people that are chosen when they are young and in their teenagers, like David and Joseph and Solomon. And there are some people that are in their middle ages, like Noah and Jonah. God called and spoke to them to start his work when they are in their 40s and 50s. And there are some people that are a lot older, like Abraham. Abraham was already in his 80s when God asked him to leave his father's house and to go to the place where he wanted him to be. So even if this is one of the really amazing things about the story is that it tells us that God really wants as many people to receive his gift of eternal life in heaven as possible. And he will call you, he will keep calling you, and he will keep wanting you to join him and to trust in him at different stages of your life. And he will keep calling you, just like he kept going back and calling more workers into his vineyard so that they would receive the salary at the end of the day. So if you don't believe in God today, but you wait until you're a bit older and you understand what's going on and you trust in God, then you will get heaven's blessing. If you make this decision when you are 15 or 18, and if you leave God and then come back to God, he will still give you the heavenly blessing. But the thing is, we don't know how much time we have. We don't know when we're going to die. And you don't really want to leave it a long time, because people die at any time of our lives. Nobody knows the day that God is going to choose for anyone. And it's a very, very deep thing to be thinking about and very, very serious. But it's one, I really, really love this parable because it makes it absolutely, you know, clear that there will be people in heaven that we might think don't deserve to be there. It might be people that we have seen that maybe bullied us at school and took our things, or maybe they were not very nice to us. But if they trust God at the last minute before they die, God will let them into heaven. He doesn't give us what we deserve, which is not going to heaven and going to hell instead, but he gives us the grace of his eternal life. And one of the other things that we need to do is we need to stop looking around at what other people are doing and focus our attention on what God has done for us and not what he's doing with or for other people. So really and truly, you know, as I said, this is one of my favorite parables because I think it absolutely puts a lot of questions out there and helps us to think of what we are doing with our lives and concentrate on that and not worry about other people. Because the gift that God gives us, which is eternal life, is something we cannot earn. And as long as we trust and rely on God then he will get us into heaven and he will show us the way to get into heaven. So I hope you enjoyed that parable. As I said, it's a really, really good one and has a lot of questions that need answering. Do take care. Do stay blessed. And do keep reading your Bible. And if there you have any questions, then ask your mom and dad how you can get in touch. And I will do my very, very best to answer them. God bless you. Bye.